adults that supporting the pastors of our church is one of the precepts of the church. We are obliged to support the pastor of the church. But what does that mean? Especially when there's been research showing that some of this money that's been given to bishops, to the USCCB here in America, to the CCHD, to CRS, is going to support things that are contrary to Catholic teaching and Catholic moral teaching. Today, I'm joined with the great Michael Hitchborn of the Lepanto Institute. He's done tons of research on this over the years. And we've been hearing over and over, haven't we, Michael, that, oh, we've cleaned it up. This is all fixed now.
Sure.
In 2019, is it fixed? Is it cleaned up?
No, not even close. In fact, I would say it's even worse than it ever was.
Amazing. Amazing. So let's begin with prayer. And then we've got a lot of information today. People want to know, where do I give? How do I know where this money's going? And you guys, Michael, you've done so much work on this. And we have a lot. We have some videos. We have some facts. A lot of data. So before we jump into that, let's go ahead and pray. We'll pray the Our Father in Latin. Nomine Patris et Fidi et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui est in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great. No, things are going really well. I think that the bishops are having heartburn right now, so that's always a good thing.
It's been a bad couple of years.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's actually good. It's bad that there's this rot and there's this corruption, both sexual and financial. It's good that we're knowing about it. We're finding out about the cancer. We're finding out about the tumors.
Yeah, I've said for a long time that the worst part about being sick is not knowing what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. And having that diagnosis and being able to know either the end is near or that there's something that can be done to relieve my ailment is a huge release. It's a huge relief for everybody. So we have to expose the cancer. We've got to properly diagnose exactly what's going on with the church and all these donations. And that way, and my initial thought was, by giving the bishops the information that they need in order to make the right decisions, that they would just go ahead and make the right decisions. But at this point, I'm not even so sure that they're willing to do that.
Yes. I mean, we've spoken personally, you know, off camera before, and you've presented to some of these bishops, look, this is where money's going. Are they surprised? Are they shocked? Or they're just saying, well, that's fine. And what's their reaction?
To me, in person, when I meet with bishops and show them the things that I'm discovering, oh, that's shocking. You know, and that's generally the reaction. And a lot of times, I think it's genuine, but they never seem to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They say, this is terrible. This is awful. I can't believe that this is happening. Well, Your Excellency, you're in a position to do something. You can withdraw your diocese from this collection. You don't have to participate in it. You're a prince in your own right, in your own see. There's no reason for you to participate in this collection.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. You want to run with some info, some slides? You want to run with video? Where do you want to begin?
Okay, we're going to start with talking about this most recent egregious grant that the CCHD gave to an organization called the Ignatian Solidarity Network.
Time out. CCHD. Uh-huh. People are asking, what does that mean? So let's define our terms. Let's give them what the USCCB is and what the CCHD is.
Yeah. So the USCCB is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. It is the organizing body of all of the bishops of the United States. It has no authority. It has no real power, but the bishops get together through it, and they run various programs. They do a lot of lobbying through the USCCB, which is why it's located in Washington, D.C. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development was created, and we talked about this in a previous program that you and I did, but the CCHD, Catholic Campaign for Human Development, was created in the early 1970s through Monsignor Jack Egan and Cardinal Joseph Bernardin. Those two created the CCHD as a means of funneling Catholic money to Saul Alinsky's community organizing groups. So that's the whole purpose of it. And ever since then, it's been under heavy scrutiny from Catholics all across the country, whether it was the Wanderer or the Remnant or Stephanie Block, who was a big-time researcher into the CCHD back in the 90s. They have been exposing regularly the problems going on with the CCHD, which is why it used to be called the CHD, the Campaign for Human Development. And they tacked on the word Catholic in the 90s because it was under so much scrutiny. Well, I'm a little upstart, and I came along in the late 2010s, and as I was working for American Life League, I wound up discovering that they were funding organizations that were promoting abortion and contraception, things that were against what we, as pro-life Catholics, were fighting. And so we put forward this these series of reports saying that the CCHD was giving money to pro-abortion organizations, and it caused a huge kerfuffle because they hadn't really been scrutinized too thoroughly in recent years. And it totally caught them off guard. They wound up having to defend the organization against a bunch of questions from bishops and Catholic media. And in 2010, they underwent what they called a review and renewal. And this review and renewal was ostensibly meant to strengthen the CCHD's grant process. They were supposed to tighten the oversight so that organizations that we'd been scrutinizing wouldn't get funding. They even added a new guideline that said that organizations that are members of coalitions that are promoting abortion, contraception, homosexuality, and all that kind of stuff would not receive CCHD funding. None of that worked. The CCHD has been completely ignoring its own grant guidelines. It has no moral compass because, as we're going to see here, their understanding of Catholic moral teaching is completely way off base. So, you know, the thing that we're calling for now, and if you go to Life Petitions at LifeSite News, you'll see the petition that we're running where we're asking people to sign the petition that they can identify their own bishop. And they're basically asking their own bishop, please withdraw our diocese from the CCHD. It doesn't work. The collection is defunct. The kind of organizations that they promised they wouldn't give money to continue to receive funding. So please withdraw us. And that's what we're doing.
Now, someone has asked in the comments, this is Tony, TN Tony. Michael, have you had success getting any bishops to drop the CCHD collection, which is going to LGBT, abortion, contraception, other such things?
So back in 2010, there were about, I would say, 13 to 20 bishops that stopped giving to the CCHD. I don't know if any of that returned. Now, I do have to clarify something. The last time we talked about this, I mentioned that Bishop Sheridan and the Colorado Springs Diocese had stopped the collection. I thought they had. I was misremembering. It wasn't his diocese. It was somebody else's. He had expressed grave concern, but to my knowledge, he actually did not stop the collection. So I just needed to clarify that.
Good. Thank you for that. So are there any bishops in the United States not taking the CCHD?
Not that I know of.
They're 100% on board with what we're about to show everybody.
As far as I can tell, yes.
It's bad news. Okay. All right. So do you want to put should I put the slide on or do you want to show the video?
In just a moment, we'll put the first slide up in just a second. I just kind of need to give a little bit of background. So over the summer, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development gave a $750,000 grant to the Ignatian Solidarity Network. We'll shorten it to ISN. ISN is it's a network of Ignatian-based Jesuit schools, high schools, colleges, and they get together and they have these teaching conferences where they promote immigration and environmentalism and all that kind of stuff. But the problem is that they are also very heavily promoting homosexuality. And now we put up the first slide because this is one of the best examples of this.
Okay, let me get on here. Give me just a little second. Never done slides before here on the Taylor Marshall Show, so everybody's getting to watch it for the first time.
All right.
Let's see if it works. Hey, there's a slide right there. All right. Voila. It says, Justice and Mercy Shall Kiss.
Yes. Okay. So in April of 2017, ISN, and you can see their logo over there by the little arrow, they very happily promoted this event, and the event was sponsored by New Ways Ministry. Now, New Ways Ministry is a homosexual organization. It's been condemned by the Vatican. They heavily promote same-sex marriage. Their members promote same-sex marriage. They promote homosexual clergy. Okay, so this organization is thoroughly rotten, should never have anything to do with anything Catholic. Ignatian Solidarity Network promoted this event on their events page, and if you see, there's a different page, and I don't have it there, but one of the things that comes up on this particular events page is the Ignatian Solidarity Network says that ISN's National Event Board provides the Ignatian family throughout the U.S. with information about national and local events that offer nonpartisan perspectives on social justice and spirituality, consistent with ISN's mission of faith-based social justice and advocacy. In other words, not only did they promote this event, but their promotion of it, they say, is consistent with their mission of faith-based social justice. And as you can see, the event was Justice and Mercy Shall Kiss, LGBT Catholics in the Age of Pope Francis. So it's all about homosexual inclusion in the Catholic Church.
So if you gave to CCHD, you helped fund this event?
This event took place in 2017. So they, to my knowledge, were not getting money back in 2017. But this shows that the CCHD didn't do their homework to see what this organization was about, or they know exactly what this organization's about, and they're completely on board. By the way, it should be pointed out that Justice and Mercy Shall Kiss, that event by New Ways Ministry, one of the speakers at the event was Bishop John Stowe. Bishop John Stowe is on the subcommittee for the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. So there is a direct connection between ISN and New Ways Ministry and this event.
Okay.
The next slide that you can put up shows the Ignatian Family Teach-In for Justice from 2015. And what you'll see, this is from Breakout Session 3. So they had these breakout sessions where they had different groups giving presentations on different things that students, high school age students, could attend so that they could just, you know, whatever they were learning about these particular things. Well, this breakout session, which was given by a man who's from a Jesuit Catholic high school, his talk was LGBT issues in our schools, the state of the state. And what you'll see, it says, after a brief opening presentation, setting the context for an understanding and appreciation for Catholic teaching and writing about issues of sexual orientation, participants will be invited. So they're being invited to reflect on their personal and institutional experiences and share all of their dreams, ideas, failures, etc. It's all about homosexual inclusion into high schools, and he's talking to students saying, how does this help you, or how does this reflect your experience and your participation as an LGBT student in the life of the high school? So it's all about trying to make sure that people who identify as homosexuals, so you can't say that I'm a celibate homosexual, because there's no such thing. There's no such thing. You are a homosexual because of your identity and the act. And if you are saying that you wish to be celibate, you have a difficult time, that's usually something you keep private, and you don't actually go out and promote, hey, I'm gay, you know? You don't do that. St. Paul says very clearly, so some of you were. Right. Were. Past were. Tense. Past not tense. Before. So by identifying it, you are saying, I am. So this is all smoke and mirrors about trying to inculturate to create a culture of homosexuality within these Catholic high schools.
Can you imagine being a parent? You're paying, I mean, Catholic high school tuition's like around here, $13,000 a year, almost like college.
I know.
You're paying for that.
Right. If you go to the next slide, this is from 2016. And I want to talk about this person a little bit. So there's a breakout session here, breakout session number two, moving from tolerance to inclusion in Jesuit education. How can we be more inclusive? Now, this presentation was given by a lady named Jane Bleasdale. And it's all, you can see here, it's all about LGBTQ inclusion into the schools, into Catholic institutions. I'm going to come back to that in just a second. We'll just jump to the next slide.
Okay.
Because what you can see here, Bleasdale, on her own website, posted an article in 2016. So just a few days before this breakout session, posted an article, USA National Coming Out Day. And you can see down at the bottom, and it's National Coming Out Day. It is the 28th year, and it's the first year I will participate. I am a lesbian. Boom. Drop the mic. So she is actually coming out and saying, I'm a lesbian. Again, just before she's about to give a talk to high school students and college-age students about homosexual inclusion into Catholic education. If you go to the next slide,
now, Michael, you'll see just to clarify,
yeah,
she's representing which organization, or how does this relate to CCHD? I just want to make it clear.
Oh, okay. So again, she's giving a presentation at the Ignatian Solidarity Network's teach-in, gotcha. Okay, which got the $750,000 grant from CCHD. So this is the kind of thing that is being funded now by the CCHD. And we'll get into what they are actually doing currently now that they have the $750,000 grant.
Got it.
If you go to the next slide, you'll see Jane Bleasdale's Facebook page where she likes the LGBT community survey, the Day of Silence from GLSEN. You can see she likes the Human Rights Campaign. Now, let's be clear. Human Rights Campaign is all about same-sex marriage. That's the whole reason it was created. Was to promote same-sex marriage. And then the next slide, I'm going to just jump ahead really quickly to this next one. This woman, Jane Barry, gave a presentation at the teach-in as well. And her presentation was, it was called Mercy in Action to Our LGBTQ Brothers and Sisters. That presentation said, this was a training on and follow-up to Jane Barry's main stage speech last year, Widening Our Embrace, showing how tenets of Catholic schools call us to be allies to the LGBTQ community in our churches, schools, and communities. Now, at this point, if you have the video queued up, I want to show this clip of both Jane Barry and Bleasdale at the teach-ins, because this is what kids are absorbing.
Now, is this the ISN video clip?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's see if it goes here. Hopefully the audio will
play. Right now I'm going to come out to you all.
Can you hear that?
Two things. Yeah. I'm gay and I'm also Catholic. Thank you. And I know that I'm called to minister to my church and my God. In recent
Keep going.
years, we've heard incredible discourse around the transgender community in our schools and in our churches. And we're here to invite you to understand and to be inclusive of the LGBTQ community, but specifically of the trans community. People ask me, how can Jesuit Catholic high schools and universities and churches include the transgender community? And I respond, how can they not? Right now I'm going to come out.
Okay, so there it is.
So there it is. And from those two clips, first of all, Jane Barry, she comes out to a group of high school age kids. Mm-hmm. She comes out as gay. This year, this past August, she got married to her female lover. And So that was the slide that I was showing you here. There's the engagement announcement from 2018, and then there's one of their wedding pictures from just a couple of months ago. And Bleasdale is up there talking about how they have to include transgenders and homosexuals into these Catholic institutions. So she is saying we need to invite sexual perversity as an act, as an identity, into our Catholic institutions. This is completely against church teaching. And here I'm just going to jump ahead to a couple of other examples.
Might I make a point here, Michael?
Well, yeah.
It's very important for people to realize that these are people who are getting before on Catholic stages with Catholic students. And these are, you know, lesbians who are getting, like you said, married, quote, married. This is not chastity. This is not, you know, continence or celibacy or anything like that. This is in your face. We are active, practicing homosexuals, and the church must include us. And CCHD, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development of the United States Bishop, is funding this.
Yep.
Everybody get your head around that. We have to just keep repeating that. The U.S. bishops are funding this.
So one more slide on this particular. This is prior. Keep in mind, this is all prior to the USCCB through the Campaign for Human Development giving these people money. This is all prior to it.
Right.
Bleasdale, if you put up the next slide, she gave a presentation titled Trans 101, Magis Meets Justice and Justice Meets Understanding. And the first line, she asks, what does it mean to be a transgender student in the K-12 system? Now wrap your head around that for a second. K-12. She's talking about transgender students in kindergarten. So she wants to try and push this idea that we can have transgenders in kindergarten, five-year-olds. She also gave a presentation, recommendations for support and including the trans community in Jesuit institutions, Catholic institutions. So again, trying to make sure that Catholic schools have people who are identifying as they're engaging in a sexual fantasy and they're forcing everybody else to play along. She is pushing this idea. This is insanity. This is literal insanity. So with that in mind, I kind of want to tell you what the CCHD said in response, because we called them out on all of this. We said all of this is, this strong promotion of homosexuality, the strong promotion of transgenderism is going on at these teach-ins that the CCHD just gave $750,000 to promote and to engage in. Here's the response from a woman named Alexandra Carroll, who was or is the USCCB's communications manager for social mission. Here's what she said. This is a direct quote. She sent this in an email to a Catholic who was concerned about this. Through their strategic grant, ISN will be enabled to significantly expand their advocacy capacity, forming leaders, networking, and animating Jesuit institutions and building on the success of existing ISN programs such as the Campaign for Hospitality and the Ignatian Family Teach-In for Justice. So she is specifically saying that that grant is going to expand the Ignatian Family Teach-In for Justice. She then goes on to say, on June 20th, 2019, the Lepanto Institute published an article citing several allegations regarding speakers, workshops, blog posts regarding homosexual activity. The Ignatian Solidarity Network was not encouraging or promoting anything contrary to Catholic teaching. The topics and workshops were designed to inspire inclusion and safety for those who are physically or emotionally threatened for being LGBT, in line with the Catechism's instruction that every sign of unjust discrimination in their regard should be avoided. The whole quote is actually available on our website. But the fact of the matter is, what she is saying is that all that stuff that I just showed you, she's claiming that is not against Catholic teaching. In fact, those are good things. These are good things because it goes in line with the catechism's teaching that we should not engage in unjust discrimination against these people. Well, let's focus on the word unjust, because that says that there is a justified form of discrimination, which means if you're going to have some sort of homosexual and transgender ideology that is allowed to be inculcated among the students, you are de facto scandalizing the rest of the student body by giving the impression that being a transgender person and engaging in homosexual activity is somehow acceptable. That is scandal. That is the very definition of scandal. So she's being completely untruthful when she says that what they said was not against church teaching. Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was. So just last weekend, the ISN had its next teach-in, and this time it's after the CCHD's grant. So we should look at exactly what is being promoted there. And I'm not going to get into a whole lot of information because there's just so much to cover, but I'll tell you, for one thing, Father James Martin, he gave a presentation there. Of course, we all know who he is and what he's all about, promoting homosexuality and building a bridge to the gay community. His presentation was welcoming and respecting LGBT Catholics in our parishes. And the description that he has for his talk was, how can the Catholic Church more compassionately welcome its LGBT members? How can we build a bridge between the institutional church and gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people? And it talks about his book, Building a Bridge. It's very easy. You tell people that in order to be authentically Catholic and to participate in the life of the church, you have to put off the old man, Adam, and put on the new man Christ, which means you no longer identify with those sins that you had been engaging in prior to this. That's how you build the bridge. The bridge already existed. He wants to build a bridge to the activity and say that it's okay. So at this at the teach-in this past weekend, New Ways Ministry was again there. And they had these two guys, Francis DeBernardo and Robert Schein. And Francis DeBernardo, the two of them gave a presentation. The title was Contracts, Proms, Uniforms, Restrooms, Negotiating LGBT Inclusive Policies in Catholic Education. In other words, they're trying to come up with a way for there to be gender-neutral bathrooms and other policies that are quote-unquote inclusive of LGBT community in Catholic schools. Here's what it says. Catholic institutions are increasingly asked to develop and implement LGBT-related policies on issues such as employment contracts. In other words, if a teacher is same-sex married, they don't want them to be able to be fired. Gender-neutral restrooms, which means they want to have boys and girls intermingling in the same restrooms. And same gender prom dates. This is not about celibacy or not engaging in homosexual activity, because if you have a policy that allows for same gender prom dates, what are you doing? Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're promoting homosexuality. So this next slide, if you want to bring this up.
Okay.
This is Francis Bernardo, publishing on his own Facebook feed, celebrating same-sex marriage through his organization, the New Ways Ministry. And of course, he quotes Justice Anthony Scalia, Anthony Kennedy.
Anthony Kennedy.
Sorry. Polar opposite. He quotes Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the majority decision for Obergefell versus Hodges. In the next slide, this guy, Bob Schein, This is a picture of him in a church during Mass. During Mass, holding up a sign that says ordained Catholic women. And this guy was
Bob Shine.
Bob Shine was given a platform at the Ignatian Solidarity Network's teach-in. Okay, he was given that platform to speak and present. But Bob Shine also, he supports women's ordination. He supports women's ordination to the priesthood. If you put up the next slide, you'll see he has this quote. Your support for the Women's Ordination Conference is personal to me and countless girls and women who are called to ordination to the priesthood. Yeah, boo. This guy is also promoting reproductive rights and all that kind of stuff on his own Facebook feed as well. So he's completely against church teaching, absolutely against it. But this is the real kicker. So the keynote speaker, the one who is the most important speaker at this particular teach-in, Marsha Chatelain. And you put up her next slide. So there's her picture, IFTJ 2019 keynote. That's a screenshot from their website, the Ignatian Solidarity Network's website. And they talk about her. They show a picture of her. Here's, and just below that, you can see a picture from her own Twitter feed. HIAS for Choice, which is a pro-abortion organization. FYI, Fellowship for Sexual Reproductive Health and Public Policy. Guttmacher, which is Planned Parenthood's research arm. In the next slide, I have several images from her Twitter feed. The top one says, enjoyed serving on the HIAS for Choice panel on women of color and reproductive justice. And then next to that, there's another tweet where she said that she had a great time talking about reproductive health care access. She was talking about abortion. Mm-hmm. And then below that, you can see that she participated in the 10-year celebration of an LGBTQ center at a Jesuit university. So, you know, all of this, this person, this individual who is pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, was given the keynote platform at the ISN teach-in, which received $750,000 from the Campaign for Human Development, whose USCCB communications director said they didn't do anything against church teaching.
Yeah.
What a crock.
This is a joke. What a crock.
It's an absolute joke.
Yeah. They're promoting here, we see on the screen, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Contraception.
Yep.
LGBT. And they want us to fill the envelopes to this?
Right. Right.
Don't do it, people. You can't give to this.
$750,000,
yeah,
that was collected from unsuspecting Catholics sitting in the pews who simply believe their bishops and believe their priests.
Yeah, it's helping the poor, yeah, helping stuff the like poor. That.
What does any of this have to do with the poor?
The lie.
Yeah. It's a total lie. Oh, and by the way, they don't actually do any direct services. That's written into their grant guidelines. They fund organizations that are political agitation groups. That is what they fund. So just to give you an example, this is a great one. This we discovered just this week. If you put the next slide, what you see here is a flyer. And this flyer was in support of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. And it was a bulletin insert. So this went into various bulletins in Catholic parishes. And it says, it gives this feel-good story about this guy named Donald, and he lost his license a few years ago, and he, you know, he couldn't do work, and he couldn't do this. And then it says, thanks to your generosity to the CCHD, the New Orleans Workers Center for Racial Justice, NOWCJR, was able to provide Donald with the support he needed to change his situation. And then it promotes NOWJCR a couple more times in this particular bulletin, again, to try and make you feel good about your gift to the CCHD, and this is why you should continue to give. So this organization, which you would think the CCHD would vet thoroughly, because if they're going to put it in a bulletin insert, you'd think they'd really look into it and make sure there wasn't anything that could be criticized about it, right? Yeah, let's jump to the next slide, because this chick, Crystal Platy, is on the board of directors of NOWJCR, and here are her credentials. She was on the board of the Coalition for Abortion Access and Reproductive Equality, the Guttmacher Institute, the Ms. Foundation for Women, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice, United for Gender and Reproductive Care. She also led a national progressive nonprofit political and philanthropic organization across the U.S. as executive director for Choice USA. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a second, but I also want to make sure all of this, everybody can see all of this, and then the last underlined point, it says, Crystal has served on numerous boards and is currently the board chair of the Management Assistant Group and a board member of the New Orleans Workers Center for Racial Justice. So all of these credentials is tied directly to the New Orleans Workers Center for Racial Justice. The next video clip, if you got it ready, will show exactly what Crystal Platy is all about.
And I'm the executive director of Choice USA. Today is just the beginning. Today we marched in the streets, and thousands of young people marched under the banner of the Young People's All Access Contingent. At home, we will mobilize our peers to vote on the issues they care about, to change unfair policies in our schools, and to pass laws that guarantee our rights. How do we get there? We will get there by building a movement that is connected to other issues like economic justice, by ensuring the leadership of our movement reflects our communities, and by guaranteeing young people many seats at the table. How do we know when we have won? When parental notification for abortion is eliminated, when lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth have equal access to health care, when the color of your skin does not determine the quality of your care, and when every high school student has comprehensive sex education in the classroom. We are the leaders of today. We are the leaders of tomorrow. And we will be the leaders for decades to come. Thank you.
Dang.
Yeah. So she's on the board of directors for an organization that received $50,000 this year from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. What I want to focus on is that she was talking about cross-pollinating issues. Mm-hmm. So she said, we will get there by building a movement that is connected to other issues. Okay, that's really the key of this whole thing. Because one of the things that we discovered with this particular organization is that they had a little booklet that was all about, it was a program that was all about cross-pollinating these issues. The objective section is quite clear. So the objective of this group is quite clear that the goal is to, quote, build common ground between communities, meaning the homosexual activism and racial immigrant justice issues. In fact, if you go down, you can't see it. I didn't send you screenshots for this, but on pages 40 through 46, there's a set of exercises, and it talks about how, among other provisions that legalize discrimination on the basis of LGBTQ status, national origin and race, the Public Finance Facilities Privacy and Security Act, commonly known as House Bill 2. Passed in North Carolina in 2016, and then they were talking about the way that they were able to kind of bring together these different issue groups in order to march under a single banner. A few pages later, they talk about the Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibited legal recognition of homosexual marriage. They talked about how it was impacting families altogether. And so the whole point is that this program that was put forward by this group was all about creating intersectionality between the Black community, the LGBTQ community, and the immigrant community and the youth. So they wanted to kind of combine all of these groups together to blend everything that they're working on under a similar banner. So they're all marching under the same banner. And if you, this was pretty incredible. If you move on to the next slide, this is a tweet that they put out yesterday, just before we wrote our report on it yesterday. And they say, on this Transgender Day of Remembrance and every day, we honor the transgender community members who have lost to violence, and we celebrate the community's resistance. Now, let's just stop right there for a second. Obviously, we are not promoting anything about violence. We're not advocating for any violence to take place against any other human being. But this is being used as leverage, as a tool for promoting homosexual and transgender ideologies. That's why we are opposed to this. We're not opposed to it because we're opposed to violence or because we support violence. We're opposed to it because we are opposed to violence, including spiritual violence against our children. That's why we're opposed to this. If you go to the next slide, this is another tweet, this Facebook post. This was put out by the same organization. You can see the arrow right there. Shows that they posted this, said no queen is illegal, and they've got these transgender dudes standing there holding this LGBT rainbow sign, and they've got the rainbow flag behind them, and they're celebrating this. They're celebrating homosexuality. This group got $50,000. Not only did it get $50,000, it got a big full-page bulletin insert from the CCHD. It's absolutely absurd.
So just to stress this again, little old ladies put money in the envelopes for CCHD to help the poor, and money goes to this.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. So people, you know, they accuse us of, well, CCHD constantly accuses me and other critics of the CCHD of guilt by association, or of kind of making things up, or we're blowing things out of proportion. They even said that, oh, you only focus on the negative. Well, I'm sorry, when the organization that you're giving money to is pushing for things that are going to ruin souls and kill babies, then absolutely I'm going to focus on that.
We're going to focus on that, yeah.
It's like when I met with Bishop Kakanis about 11 years ago to talk about CRS, and I found a bunch of problems with CRS. I sat down with him and I showed him page after page after page, and he looks at me and he goes, well, you're not really talking about the good things that we do. And I said, Your Excellency, I didn't fly 3,000 miles to pat you on the back. But that's the problem. They want to talk about the good things. They never want to talk about the bad things because they don't want to believe that there's any such thing as a consequence.
Right.
So let's move on to the next group. This group is called Voice Buffalo. Now, Voice Buffalo, over the years from 2007 through 2019, has received a total of $380,000 from the CCHD. That's a lot of bucks.
How much money again?
$380,000 since 2007. And this past year, on their grants list, they got a grant for $65,000, which is one of their higher-end grants. And if you put up the next slide, you'll see that this guy named Harry Grace is the fund development officer for Voice Buffalo. He's also the former vicar at St. Mark's and All Saints Episcopal Church, so he's an Episcopalian. And right next to this, you see that he's supporting Planned Parenthood. Stop the bans, meaning stop the bans on abortion. On the next slide, you'll see that he also supports the homosexual agenda. Legalize gestational surrogacy. In other words, he is pushing for the legalization of test tube babies to be created for homosexual and transgender individuals. That's what he's supporting. And this guy is one of the major officers for a group that got all kinds of money from the CCHD. On the next slide, you see that he announces, I am an ally of the gay, bi, transgender, pansexual, intersex, or asexual.
Pansexual, really, I believe, means that you'll copulate with everything.
Okay, then. Here's another person that works for Voice Buffalo. Her name is Leslie Nickerson. You see that she is an internal organizer at Voice Buffalo. And this is a picture on the right-hand side of her celebrating the winter solstice with a pentacle and a pagan idol right there underneath. So, I mean, Here you have witchcraft, homosexuality. On the next slide, you'll see that she's also pushing the homosexual trans agenda. She took place at BTRU Pride, Buffalo Transit Riders United Pride. On the next slide, what you'll see is that Voice Buffalo was a sponsor of the Women's March in Buffalo, New York, which had a speaker from Planned Parenthood. So Voice Buffalo is helping to promote a platform that is giving voice to Planned Parenthood and the abortion agenda. And Voice Buffalo itself, this is from its own Facebook page. You can see Voice Buffalo right there. Social justice means justice for all. Happy Pride, Buffalo. Happy Pride. Aren't you happy, Taylor?
No, I'm not happy.
No, I'm not either. I'm not amused. I mean, I would cry if this wasn't so unbelievably insane, you know? Yeah. Voice Buffalo, the next slide. June 2018, they post this big rainbow flag, love is patient, love is kind, blah, 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 blah. Always about pushing the pride agenda. So, you know, what we're seeing is a consistent pattern. You know, in the intelligence community, they say that once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, and three times is a pattern. Yep. Well, what happens when you have 500? You know. Yeah.
It's not surprising because the USCCB has been promoting Democratic candidates who are pro-abortion, providing cover for them, and we see James Martin is the darling of the USCCB. He teaches all this stuff.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And bishops that are on the subcommittee for the CCHD are all James Martin aficionados. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Bishop John Stowe, he was a speaker at the Mercy and Justice Shall Kiss homosexual event that was put on by the condemned New Ways Ministry.
Where is he, Bishop?
He is Bishop in Kentucky. I think Lexington. Don't quote me on that. I don't remember specifically, but he's definitely a bishop in Kentucky. By the way, earlier this year, he lambasted the Covington boys who were set up by that lying Indian, Nathaniel Phillips.
Yes.
That whole debacle. And quite honestly, I wish that Nathan Sandman would send a lawsuit against Bishop Stowe. I think that he needs to be humbled. Mm-hmm. Should we go on to the next group?
Let's do it. Let's keep on going.
All right, man. This next organization is called Call to Action for Racial Equality. I mean, these groups, they have the stupidest names.
Well, part of it is that they use the word racial, so if you criticize, that means that we're supposed to be racists.
Right. Well, they also like to create names that form acronyms. So Call to Action for Racial Equality spells CARE. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that darling?
Care Bears.
Care Bears, that's right.
Care Bears.
With little rainbow hearts over their chests. So CARE has received two grants now, totaling $95,500 in the last grant cycle, meaning just this past year. They got a grant for $48,000. And in this first slide, what you'll see is that on their own social media, they like WV Free, which is West Virginia Free. This group is in West Virginia. Now, West Virginia Free describes itself. This is how it describes itself, and you can see it there in the image. As a reproductive justice organization that works every day for West Virginia families to improve education on reproductive options, increase access to affordable birth control, and protect personal decision-making, including decisions about whether or when to have a child. So if this was all we had, I would say that this isn't enough for us to go after this organization. You can accidentally like a group, or you can like a group for a reason not affiliated with what its stated purpose is. It is possible. It's a stretch, but it is possible, and we have to grant that. Well, in 2017, WV Free published a press release with the headline, New Poll Shows West Virginia Voters Oppose Efforts to Change State Constitution and Ban Medicaid Coverage for Abortion. And then it identifies CARE as a partner in the campaign. Here's what the press release says. It says, West Virginia Free and their partners also announced the launch of the Health Not Politics campaign to defeat the proposed ban on Medicaid coverage for abortion. So they're saying their partners all announced the launch of this Health Not Politics campaign. And then it says West Virginia Free, along with, and it gives a long list, including Call to Action for Racial Equality, CARE, is organizing a statewide campaign, including point and digital advertising, social media, and lobby day, and more. All of this means that CARE was actively participating in this campaign to make sure that Medicaid was covering abortion. And this group so far has gotten $95,000. Well,
from the Catholic U.S. bishops.
That's right. That's right. If we go down a little bit further, you can go to the next slide. These are all from their social media page. You can see Call to Action for Racial Equality, CARE Coalition up there at the top. They participated in this Celebrate Pride, Smoking Pride drum circle. I don't really want to know what that means, but they were promoting it. In the next image, or the image next to that, they actually hosted. They hosted something called Queer and Black in Appalachia. And on that same page, it says featuring Call to Action for Racial Equality, Fairness West Virginia, which is a homosexual organization, and Queer Appalachia. So they hosted this pro-homosexual event, promoting homosexuality within their community. But the worst of it is this next slide. Call to Action for Racial Equality, CARE Coalition, posted this image from How to Be Queer AF, which means as bleep.
F word.
At prom. Yeah. So, How to Be Queer at prom. And it says, LGBTQ folks, your right to be queer blank at prom is protected by no less than the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So, what Call to Action for Racial Equality, what does this have to do with racism? Nothing. It has nothing to do with racism. But it's all about that intersectionality, because what we're finding with these CCHD grantees is that they all want to merge their groups to march under the same banner. We're all part of the leftist agenda, not, you know, the immigrant agenda, not the the poverty agenda, the wage theft agenda. We're all together under one agenda. That's what they're trying to do. And this group, $95,000 from the CCHD. Now, if you go to the next slide, the executive director for this group is a woman named Danielle Walker. She is a part of the West Virginia Senate. She's a politician. If you look in her profile, this is from the CARE website, says that she is an active member of Morgantown Now. Now, Morgantown Now is the national organization for women located in Morgantown. And of course, you can see right there, they're pushing reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, etc. On the next slide, what you'll see, you see here, and I'll give this a little description. It says Reproductive Freedom Leadership Council. She's a member of the Reproductive Freedom Leadership Council. Okay, it's a pro-abortion Reproductive Freedom Leadership Council. Its core values. Here's what it says. We decry the ways in which a person's ability to get contraception, abortion services, prenatal care, reproductive health services has for too long been diminished or blocked. Okay, so they're a pro-abortion organization. And you can see right there that she's a member. In January of this year, she signed a letter on the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. And this is what the letter says. As a cohort of 326 state legislators from 46 states, we recognize the urgency of this moment and the obligation we have to protect our constitutional right to abortion. And there is her signature right there, Delegate Danielle Walker, West Virginia. And she is the executive director for this organization that got $95,000 from the CCHD.
And just $95,000.
Yeah, $95,000. $45,000 this last
grant. What year did they get $95,000?
It's cumulative. So they've only had two grants, and the two of them together came to $95,000.
So was this 2018? 2000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So last year.
So last year and the year before.
17 and 18. So this mm-hmm. is recent. Because yes. I just know a lot of people will say, oh, well, I know CCHD was really bad before, but we've got it all cleaned up. But, I mean, this is last year.
Yeah. That we are going off of the most recent grants list that the CCHD has published. So this is
important. Because when people are going to watch this video, Michael, and they're going to go tell their friends, like, oh, yeah, I heard that was like 10 years ago. They're doing really good work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, this is all current. This is all current. And I'm just going to quickly go through the next set of slides. You can see that she's promoting on her own social media homosexuality. She was celebrating the new Pride Walk, the rainbow-colored sidewalk. In the next one, you can see that she's promoting transgender kids. So these are all kids in school. In the next slide, there's a screen capture we have from an article that she was published in, talking about her participation. She was honored by the Rainbow Pride of West Virginia as the 2019 Power of One recipient. So, you know, she's thoroughly in the tank for abortion, contraception, homosexuality, transgenderism, the whole gamut. If you go, you know, I have a bunch of other slides on this, but quite honestly, it's just more of the same. And what we've already covered on this is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to jump to the very last one that we have here. If you go to slide number 38.
Okay. Moving along here.
This is a group that I have been criticizing since I started looking into groups getting money from the CCHD. It's a group called the New Mexico Acequia Association. Okay. This group, cumulatively, since 2007, has received $305,000. And you can see these are all screen captures from various CCHD grants lists. From 2007, CCHD grantees, $35,000. 2008, $45,000. 2009, 2010, $45,000. And all up. Okay, you can see all these different grants they've gotten from the CCHD. If you go to the next slide, just to kind of give the sequence here, you see this is a screen capture from the New Mexico Acequia Association's website. So we're not going from third parties. This is all direct evidence. Paula Garcia is the executive director of the New Mexico Acequia Association. If you go to the next slide. Paula Garcia was running for House District 40 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Here's the problem. If you go to the next slide, she is identified as one of Planned Parenthood's champions. This is posted by the Planned Parenthood Votes New Mexico. As you already know, Planned Parenthood Votes New Mexico takes very seriously the vigor with which candidates pledge to support access to reproductive health care, including abortion. Planned Parenthood says, "We only endorse candidates who we know will be champions for Planned Parenthood."
Wow.
So it seems that Planned Parenthood did their homework here. Did CCHD?
No.
Here she is. House
well,
District
maybe CCHD did do their homework and they like this. That's what I'm starting to think.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. I mean, given the fact that Ralph McLeod, the executive director for the CCHD, was the campaign treasurer for Abortion Barbie.
Yeah.
For Wendy Davis.
Wendy Davis from Texas.
You bet. So there she is. Paula Garcia, House District 40, got an endorsement from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood made very clear that they thoroughly vet the candidates before they give an endorsement. On the next page, you can see that Paula Garcia, the co-founder of the Acequia Association, the one that we've been talking about, there's her picture, and you saw her picture earlier with House District 40, so you know we're talking about the same person. She has served two terms as the chair of the Democratic Party of Mora County. And on this last slide, this is the Democratic Party of New Mexico. This is their platform. And their party platform supports marriage equality, domestic partnerships with full spousal rights for homosexuals, repealing the Defense of Marriage Act, committing the right to privacy and health decisions, including reproductive choice and the right to die, eliminating all discrimination based on race, blah, 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 sexual orientation and gender identity. So the New Mexico Acequia Association is run by a woman who is in public office, just like the CARE Association is being run by somebody in public office. So politicians are using their groups that are getting funding from the CCHD as a springboard for getting into politics so that they can push the hard left agenda. Anyway, this just about covers this is a very, very small sampling of everything that we've looked into with regard to CCHD. We've covered, I mean, over the years, we've found 38% getting money from the CCHD promoting this kind of stuff. So
38% or 30%?
38. Upwards of 38% who are getting money from the CCHD promoting these horrible things.
Over a third.
Yeah.
You can't give money to this. If you are a disciple and follower of Jesus, you can't give your dollars to support this. I can't stress this enough. It bothers me that the bishops are supporting this, endorsing it, passing out the envelopes. This is like mortal sin zone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that the defense that they gave of that $750,000 grant to the Ignatian Solidarity Network is absolutely unconscionable. There is absolutely no excuse for that. None whatsoever. They got caught. They got caught and they knew it, so they had to double down on the side of sin. And that's what really galls me.
Yeah. You want to keep going on these slides, or are we done?
We're done with the slides. Okay.
Well, let's summarize here. I mean, people are seeing this. Their head just went boom, right? Some people have known CCHD has had problems. Others are hearing this for the first time. What is the conclusion here? Are they just really bad at vetting people, or are they actively promoting this?
Well, I would say that from the response that the USCCB gave, that we now have to believe that they're in the tank with this agenda, that they actually believe that this is a good thing. For a long time, I thought, or at least I gave the benefit of the doubt to, the fact that these individuals just really didn't know how to do internet research or didn't really know how to find the problems that are associated with these groups. I was quickly dispelled of that, once I started getting these really lame excuses from Ralph McLeod and his, cohorts. And, I have to believe at this point that the bishops that are okaying these grants, that are saying, hey, I want you to grant this money, if they're not being informed of what they're giving money to, then shame on them. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, this is being done in their name, through their dioceses, and with their ostensible approval. So the bishops have an absolute moral obligation to say, I am going to control 100% where collection money goes. I am not going to participate in this national campaign, because once it goes outside of my diocese, I no longer have control of the funding. So bishops must, they have a moral imperative here, must withdraw their support for the CCHD on the national level. If they want to have a local collection that helps local anti-poverty efforts, that's something else entirely. But going to the national CCHD, where they clearly have no moral compass, it's got to stop.
Yeah.
And so that's why we promote the petition. Let me, the life petitions, I don't know if you have the ability to put anything on your screen.
Yep, I think I can. Yeah, one of the things that concerns me, Michael, is, you know, we've talked with George Neumeier recently. Uh-oh, lost Michael. We talked with George Neumeier recently about, you know, people say over 50% of our Catholic clergy in the U.S. are same-sex attracted. We have a major homosexuality problem amongst the priests and the bishops. Theodore McCarrick is a sign of that problem of predation, also of promoting Cardinal Bernardine, who was the promoter of the seamless garment thesis, which is false. It's heretical that, you know, any life issue is equal to the abortion issue. We saw the debate in the USCCB this past week or last week on the word preeminent, that abortion is the preeminent pro-life cause. All these things. So people need to understand, the United States bishops are infiltrated. The United States bishops are infiltrated. The Theodore McCarrick group, the American the McCarrick Mafia, has infiltrated the American episcopate.
Did you see the news yesterday about Archbishop Zanchetta?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Archbishop Zanchetta, who was protected personally by Pope Francis, who was told personally by Archbishop Zanchetta that he had a problem with abusing kids. And then this report comes out that kids are being abused, that altar boys are being abused in the Vatican. And then suddenly Zanchetta disappears.
Yep.
And now there's kind of a hunt on for him.
Yeah. He's on the run.
Yes, he is.
This is horrible. I mean, we lay people need to get ticked off.
Yeah.
You know, this is not just, well, I just won't put money in the envelope. Call your bishop. If he's at a confirmation and you're at a confirmation, talk to him about it. Say, why are you supporting the CCHD? Do you know that that's supporting abortion, contraception, and active, flagrant homosexuality and pride months? Do you know that, Bishop? Why are you doing it? And then say, I need an answer. I'm not moving until you answer my question. Why are you financially supporting and encouraging us to financially support these ungodly sins?
Maybe what we ought to have people do this Sunday, every Catholic watching this should attend Mass at their cathedrals, at the bishop's cathedrals. Go to the Mass, and then after Mass,
how about this? Go to a Latin Mass and then go to the cathedral later on.
There you go. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Do that. But go to the cathedral and wait for the, you know, approach the bishop outside Mass and ask him specific questions about what you heard in this podcast.
And do the George Neumeier thing. Turn on your iPhone.
Right. And get answers.
And record it.
Yeah.
And get answers. You know, we can no longer endure these lies, this corruption. These bishops need to answer. These are sins crying to heaven. These bishops need to answer for what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And while we're at it, let's just shut down the USCCB altogether. It doesn't really serve any real purpose other than to fund and promote the hard left agenda.
Well, not only that, let's say you have a good bishop who's faithful. There is tremendous pressure placed on him to conform to all USCCB norms.
Right.
He no longer has autonomy in his diocese. It's not like he's answerable to Christ first, to the Pope, and to the people. He's now answerable to this, basically a lobbying group in Washington, D.C. And they're saying, why aren't you collecting money? Why aren't you giving more to the... There's the clip of Chaput talking about how much money he has to give to the USCCB. I think it was $250,000 from his diocese every year goes to the USCCB. That's insane. The local Catholics of his diocese should not be supporting the USCCB. They're silly staff. They're liberal agenda. They're basically George Neumeyer says they're the Democratic Party at prayer, but not so much with the prayer.
You know? Right.
This whole thing is a scandal. It's an infiltration. They have been infiltrated. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is real. Real money in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Actually, millions, right?
Millions. Yeah, absolutely.
Real money in the millions from people in the pews are being funneled away into these liberal agenda groups that are trying to undermine natural law and Catholic teaching.
You know, you said that it was a scandal and that it was an infiltration. I would add, it's an insult. It's an absolute insult to you, to me, to everybody watching, that the USCCB is trying to snow us all and say, oh, there's nothing going on. There's nothing immoral. It's just these guys, these blowhards. They hate the church. They hate the poor. They just wish that we would go away. Well, yes, we do. But not because you're helping the poor, but because you're hurting the poor. And the gaslighting that comes out of these groups, it's insane.
So we need to go to the bishops in person.
Yes.
Think of this. Every bishop in America this Sunday gets addressed by at least one layperson with an iPhone with the video recorder on.
That would be awesome.
And everybody up and you record what the bishop says, or if he puts his hand in front of the camera and walks away, you record all that and you upload it to YouTube.
That would be awesome.
I'll link it all up. We'll do a whole show on it. You go to your bishop. Don't just stop giving. Get proactive. Be the Maccabee. Turn on your phone. Go to these bishops on the steps of the cathedral and say, why are you supporting and collecting for the CCHD, which supports these three sins?
Yep.
Abortion, contraception, active homosexuality, sodomy. Bishop, what is your answer?
That would be awesome. I'd love to see it.
How many dioceses are in America? Like 250?
Less than that. It's 198, I think.
198. We need everybody out there watching. We need 198 videos by next week.
That would be awesome.
The collection universally next week, or do they move it around?
It's this weekend. So the universal collection is this weekend. It's always the first weekend before Thanksgiving. But there are various dioceses that will stagger it throughout the year. So some of them take it up in the spring. Some of them take it up over Advent. So it may change from diocese to diocese, but the general overall collection takes place the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Okay. So that's this Sunday, folks.
Yep.
We're recording this on Thursday, November 21st. It's this Sunday. You guys all saw early this week, Alexander Chagul, the guy that threw the Pacham idols in the river. That was great. Now's your moment. Everybody watching, now's your moment. Take your iPhone, hit the record, walk up to your bishop and ask him that one question and record what he says. And then upload it to YouTube and tag us. Let us know.
That's fantastic.
198 videos need to go up. Why are you doing this? And see what they say. And if they say it all goes to a good cause, we vetted it, now you know. Hitchborn and the Lepanto Institute have done all the work.
And go to the petition. Go to the petition at lifepetitions.com. The petition title is Bishops, Please Stop Funding Organizations Which Promote Abortion, Contraception, Homosexuality, and Marxism. If you go to our website, lepantoin.org, just click the first article that comes up about CCHD. We've got a link to the Life Petition page. Go sign the petition. It goes directly to your bishop. They have a little drop-down thing. You can sign it. It'll go to your bishop. So you can actually sign the petition to your bishop. It'll get sent to him, too.
That's good. But you know, Michael, petitions, I'm getting tired of petitions.
I know, me too.
Petition Pope Francis this, petition the Cardinal, petition the USCCB. They don't read this stuff.
Yeah, they go out and get active.
So do the petition, but now be the get active. Write a letter today on paper.
Yes.
Get out a piece of paper. Write a letter and go to the steps of the cathedral with a phone and record your bishop. Ask him that question. Let's put these guys, they need to feel a little pressure for what they're doing. They think we're all just stupid sheeple. It's okay, yeah. Put money in the envelope every time. No, we're not doing that.
Not anymore.
All right, well, Michael Hitchborn, great work. Keep it up at Lepanto Institute. Tell us a little bit about Lepanto Institute and how people can find out more at your site.
Absolutely. So at the Lepanto Institute, we conduct this kind of research on a regular basis with regard to the Campaign for Human Development, Catholic Relief Services, Catholic Charities. Basically, if it is a Catholic social justice agency, we are going to vet it and we're going to look into what they're actually doing and what they're doing with the money that they receive. Are they putting forth an authentically Catholic mission, or are they funding the agents of the culture of death, which is what we're regularly finding anyway? So that's the kind of research we do. Our website is Lepanto, that's LEPANTOIN.org. Go to our website. You can see our reports under the articles section. There's a little charities reports. So if you click the drop-down menu, you'll see a list of charities that we have personally vetted and investigated. And with that drop-down, you can look through and see if Catholic Relief Services is safe to give to, if Caritas is safe to give to, and there are a host of others. Save the Children, secular groups too. Feed the Hungry or Feed the Poor. We have reports on almost all of these.
Good. Yeah, that's very helpful. This past week, I've been getting a lot of things from people saying, hey, can you make a list? And I'm like, I don't have time. I don't have the resources right. to do the list. That's so this is helpful. I mean, are you giving any examples of things to give to, or are you just saying, here's what these groups say? What's going on with?
So there's a section, you can click it, and it'll tell you whether the organization is a safe charity or a not safe charity. Perfect. And the safe ones, we promote. There's one called Heal Nigeria, which is a fantastic organization. I've been to Nigeria. I met the people running it. They are incredibly faithful. They are on fire with the faith. I highly promote them. There's another one called Mary's Meals, which is incredibly faithful. Will never do anything contrary to the Catholic Church. Their whole mission is about spreading the gospel and also devoting themselves to our Blessed Mother. And in fact, one of the things that impressed me most about Mary's Meals is that they put a salary cap on all of their employees, including their CEO. Not a single one of them will receive more than £60,000 a year. It's a British-based organization, which equates to about I think it comes to about $90,000. So there's a salary cap, which is a huge difference from the $500,000 being received by the CEO of Catholic Relief Services. So I was very impressed.
Which we didn't even get into today.
No, and that's fine because I'm still working on the report. We'll have to do a whole show on this report. It is so damning. We're 70 pages into this report on CRS. Yeah. Just to give you a brief synopsis, we can prove 100% that last year CRS was publishing documents that promoted condom use, and that CRS was creating networks in different third world countries that include organizations that are promoting abortion and contraception.
Catholic Relief Services.
Catholic,
yeah. So terms you need to know today, here's a little vocab. USCCB, United States Conference of Bishops, Catholic Bishops, CCHD, Catholic Campaign for Human Development. That's what Michael went over today. Two thumbs way down on that. Mm-hmm. And then another one is CRS, Catholic Relief Services. We've talked about that before, but we'll talk about it again.
You bet.
No bueno, bad, bad, bad. Find good ways to support the church, support the gospel, support the good pastors, the good shepherds out there, good religious orders, good seminaries. You have to do work. You can't just let find an envelope in your pew and put dough in it. No way. Those days are over. You now have to research, and you will be judged. Christ will hold you accountable by what you supported.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that. Okay, well, let's close up. We'll pray a Hail Mary, and I want to pray this Hail Mary for our bishops, that they repent and change, and they, you know, how about give $750,000 million to like a little pro-life group? How about that?
Right.
That'd be nice. So we're going to pray a Hail Mary for them, and we'll pray a Glory Be to thank God for all the good things going on in the world with Christ and the church and all that. And also, let's also think about the Lepanto Institute and Michael Hitchborn, thanking him for all that good stuff. So thank you so much, and we'll pray. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
St. Pius the 10th,
pray for us.
St. Pius the 5th,
pray for us.
St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, thanks
If everybody would pray for my wife, in the next 3 weeks, we will be having baby number 7. So 3 weeks from now, please remember my wife in your prayers and the welcoming of our new little one. I'd appreciate that as well.
All right, everybody. That means, I'm telling you right now, give him and his wife and that baby a decade today. Everybody's praying the rosary. You got to pray the rosary. You're not on the team. Pray the rosary for the renewal of the church and give a decade to the Hitchborn family. They need it. Hey, thanks everybody for watching. Please subscribe, hit notifications all so you get these great live streams and get updated and get all this great news. Please like the video. That really helps let YouTube know this is a good video and share it around. Please hit the share button. Share it on Facebook with your family and friends. Actually, Michael, this is a good one to share on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Today's video is one, if you don't normally share, today is the day you need to share this. So you hit the share button. It's in the bottom right under the video. You can share it to Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Share it so that people see it, because this is the kind of news that a lot of people don't know about. They need to know it. So share it, and I appreciate all your support on Patreon at patreon.com/Dr. Taylor Marshall. Appreciate it. Pray the rosary. See you in videos to come. Godspeed.